can only imagine when the day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you.
Worship this morning on the day that we remember All Saints together. There'll be more about that later. If you're visiting with us this morning, there are green folders in the pew pocket in front of you, and inside there's a little card that you can fill out that lets us know who you are, and then we're able to stay in communication with you if you would like that. You can put it in the offering plate later when we take the offering. On the back side of your order of service, which is just general because most of the stuff is really up on the screen, there are some announcements about how our worship turns to learning and service through the course of the week. Today at 11:45, the Syria study series continues. And you may have noticed as you walk past it, the table that the mission committee has, I believe that's Heifer stuff that's there. So check that out. There's more details in your bulletin about that. Two other things. There are also these orange cards evidently in the pews. Is that right? Are they there? It says on here that they are, so I'm just checking. I'm supposed to point these out to you. It's for the Thanksgiving feast in Fellowship Hall on Sunday, November 24th at 5:30. And I think you can read for yourself what all they're asking, but if you plan on attending, they would like to know that you're coming so that there is enough food and some things that you can bring to make that meal happen. Questions can be directed to the church office, and the details are at the bottom. One other thing from the stewardship committee, they are very thankful for the pledges that have been returned already. And if you are still considering, they are happy to still take your pledge. I believe those are still also in the pew. Boy, the pew pockets are full. So those are also in there and can be placed in the offering plate or sent into the office. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the praise band.
Please stand and join us in the first song.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let the rescue begin. Oh, sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow, hopeless, and all those who've strayed, come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow, but heaven can't go. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. A wanderer, come home, you're not too so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's joy for the morning, O sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow.
We gather with the company of the faithful, those who know the way to the kingdom, and those who are just beginning their pilgrimage. We gather remembering the ones we call saints, those who made compassion their day job, and those who have no day named after them. We gather praising God for all who have shaped our faith, those who showed us the dance steps of heaven, and those who taught us to play the instruments of joy.
If I told you my story, you would hear life This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
We only have to look in the mirror, recall the hurtful words we spoke this week, remember the person in need that we hurried past, to know that we are no saints. Yet, like them, it is us, with our failings and foolish lives, called by God to carry the good news into the world. Let us confess our sins, that we might set them down and pick up the gospel, as we pray together, saying, on this long journey we call life, holy God, we fail to live as your people. Too often, we do not in glory shine, but dig through the garbage of life. We are too busy in our pursuits for more and more to rest in you. We prefer our own company rather than that blessed communion of your household of faith. Have mercy and forgive us, Creator of life. While we are born of dust, we are nursed by your grace, so that we might share pictures of your kingdom, which is unfolding in our midst, so we might tell the stories of your wonder, which wraps around us like warm shawls, so we might sing of the one who has come to transform us from sinners into saints, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Do you see them, there out of the corner of your eye? The people to your right and left, in front of you and behind, they, like you, are God's saints, ordinary, everyday, forgiven people of God. Baptized, called, gifted, we will go to share the light of Christ with everyone we meet, for we are God's children, forgiven and made whole. Thanks be to God. Amen.
If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Would the children please come join me? Boy, we have a crowd today. That's great.
Oakley, did you put that on Mother's head?
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you're all here. Did you all have fun on Halloween?
Yeah.
That was great. I bet you didn't eat any candy, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I bet you did. Oh my gosh, you took time to count them all? That's great. Well, I'm glad you all had a fun Halloween, and even though it was cold, it was a decent day. It wasn't snowing or anything, so I'm glad you had fun. So the Sunday after Halloween is called All Saints Sunday. Now, on that day, a lot of churches acknowledge that, like we're going to do here in a little bit. You'll see more about it in a little while. And on that day, we remember all the believers in the family of God that have gone before us. So my first question to you is, and I know you all know the answer to this, what is this? It's the Bible, right. So in the Bible, we learn about all kinds of people that are part of God's family of faith, right? So, I mean, there's stories in here about men named Moses and Noah and women named Esther and Ruth and oh, so many other people. We can't even name them all right now. This book is full of people. Yeah, well, I think there's a lot more people. Yeah, so there's tons of people that lived. There's so many people that are part of the family of God that this book tells us about. And in the New Testament, it especially talks about Jesus and his disciples, who are sometimes referred to as saints. Now, so that's part of what we celebrate today, are the saints. But I wanted to take a minute and show you these pictures. These are my grandparents. They were my grandparents, and they were very, very strong, people of very, very strong faith. And they took time in their lives to teach their children and grandchildren all about the Lord and all about about the stories in the Bible and how to live as Christians. Just like I'm sure all of your parents and grandparents and everybody and a lot of the members of your families do too, correct, right? So part of when we talk about saints, we talk about the people who were big, that really did wonderful things in their life. They are people that were set apart by God for a holy and special purpose. Now, so we read about the people in the Bible, and that makes sense. But what I want us to understand is when we celebrate All Saints Day, we also think about people who have touched our lives individually. So when I think of All Saints Day, I think of my grandparents. I think of people like that who have touched my lives. And I want you to remember that we're all here to do our best to live according to God's word. We're all learning together. That's why we're here today. That's why we're at Logos on Wednesdays. We learn about God's love and how to be good people and good Christians. And all the people that surround us in the congregation, in our families that have faith in Jesus and love him, they're saints helping us learn, just like you guys can be saints in the future as you share and talk about Jesus and just share being the person that Jesus wants you to be in your lives. So remember that saints walk among us all the time. They're not just those we hear about in the Bible. Okay, so let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many and wonderful saints that follow Jesus through the ages, and that those who set examples for us every day in our lives, and help us to be like them. In his name we pray, amen.
Let us pray. Pour out your Spirit upon us, O God. With your word, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we might live in hope. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So as I mentioned earlier, and as Michelle was just talking about, today we are observing All Saints. Originally, this was a feast commemorating rather exclusive spiritual celebrities. In the High Middle Ages, prior to the Reformation, more and more individuals were being officially canonized, sometimes for good deeds and miracles, but sometimes for dubious political or monetary contributions to the church. And so the calendar of saints' holy days was getting pretty stuffed. You know, there's only 365 days in the year. So the Western Church invented All Saints' Day as a day to honor all the minor saints for whom they couldn't find a day of their own. Now, during the Protestant Reformation, they thought this was terrible. And although they kept many of the other principal feasts and fasts of the Western Church, as we do today, they purged all those commemorations and they downplayed this day of All Saints. In the last 50 years, with the liturgical renewal movement, we've recovered the observance of this feast, but we've given it a different emphasis. As Michelle was saying, we use this day to honor the priesthood of all believers, the sainthood of all believers. It's not a day to honor a select number of superstars of faith, but a time to recognize that all of us are saints and our beloved that have gone before us are saints and are part of that great cloud of witnesses that the book of Hebrews talks about. So for all saints of God, what does that mean? In Daniel 7:18, one of the other scripture readings for this morning, the NRSV translation uses the phrase holy ones, which is really more accurate than what older translations used as saints. And it reads, "The holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever." That word saint or holy one doesn't mean pious or kind or virtuous. It simply means set apart, made holy by God's naming and calling us such. So the holy ones in the Daniel reading doesn't refer to the perfectly pious saintly among us. It refers to all of us as God's people. So on this feast of All Saints, we remember our heritage, joining the sacred names of our own beloved dead with saints of every time and place. And we remember that we too, all of us here, are saints as well. Called, set apart by God as God's agents in the world. Our reading for this morning is from Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 11 to 23. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Oh, my goodness, that was a good move. Fred wouldn't do that. Hi, neighbor. The greeting of Fred Rogers on 895 episodes over 33 years of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I loved Mr. Rogers. I watched him as a child. I watched him with my younger siblings. And I have a younger brother who is 10 years younger than I am. So I watched him as a teenager, even, as he watched it. And then I had my own children and got to watch him all over again. Mr. McFeely and Lady Yaberlin, X the Owl, King Friday, Daniel Striped Tiger. Fred Rogers, in his unhurried and kind way, made you feel like you were the only person that mattered in that moment. And his songs reflected that importance of each individual. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Yeah, I see nods. You all remember, right? Yeah. There are many ways to say I love you. Many ways, many ways. Many ways to say I love you. Those are just a few of the songs, the 200 songs that Fred Rogers wrote for his program. And these songs inspired his viewers to love themselves and their neighbor of every type and shade and ability. These songs and everything that Fred Rogers did was inspired by his knowledge of the hope to which he was called, the immeasurable greatness of the power of God's love. You see, Mr. Rogers was the Reverend Fred Rogers, ordained by the Presbyterian Church in 1963. He was ordained to the ministry to children and families through this new medium of television. Without ever directly quoting a chapter or verse of scripture, Mr. Rogers preached the gospel and changed the lives of millions of children, on camera and off. He was often ridiculed or joked about, but if you Google his name with Senate hearing for funding for public television, you will see him in 1969, a much younger Fred, speaking kindly and gently, but firmly and powerfully to political power with love. And in doing so, he completely disarms and dismantles a U.S. senator who thought he was too important and too busy to listen to something as simple as funding for public television for children. Or perhaps you remember some of the difficult issues that he tackled, like explaining what the word assassination meant when Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. Or when blacks were excluded from swimming pools, so he invited his friend, Officer Clemens, to share his pool. When the Emmys honored him with a Lifetime Achievement Award, he asks the glamorous and famous audience to take 10 seconds of silence to remember those who have loved you into being. As the camera pans the room of the well-tanned and well-coiffed celebrities, you see them shed tears of gratitude as they remember. When he was inducted into the TV Hall of Fame, he used his acceptance speech to lovingly but powerfully challenge those in television to a higher calling of service to the common good. Here are portions of what he said. Fame is a four-letter word, and like tape or face or Zoom or pain or life or love, what ultimately matters is what we do with it. I feel that those of us in television are chosen to be servants. It doesn't matter what our particular job, we are chosen to help meet the deeper needs of those who watch and listen day and night. But how do we make goodness attractive? By doing whatever we can to bring courage to those whose lives move near our own. By treating our neighbor at least as well as we treat ourselves. And allowing that to inform everything that we produce. Who in your life has been such a servant to you? Who has helped you love the good that grows within you? Let's just take 10 seconds to think of some of those people who have loved us and wanted what was best for us in life, those who have encouraged us to become who we are tonight. Just 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time. And after that silence, he concludes, no matter where they are, here or in heaven, imagine how pleased they are that you thought of them right now. We all have only one life to live on earth, and through television, we have the choice of encouraging others to demean this life or to cherish it in creative, imaginative ways. Fred Rogers knew the inheritance of the saints, the wisdom, the hope, the power of God's love shown to us in Jesus Christ. The power of being loved by God and recognizing others as loved by God. The power of loving God by loving our neighbor. He knew that his calling was to share that love with the most vulnerable and expand God's neighborhood. In the midst of a time when political power is front and center, as if it were the only authentic form of power to be sought, I'm thankful for a day to remember the power of love. God's self-giving, death-defying love that overcomes all. A day to remember those saints who have loved us into being, who challenge and inspire us to live into our inheritance of wisdom, hope, and power. The Reverend Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, is one of the saints who has loved me into being. Who are the saints in your life who have done this for you? As Fred would say, let's take 10 seconds of silence to remember them. I'll watch the time. Thanks be to God.
Please stand and join us in our next song.
You must think I'm strong to give me what I'm going through. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but this looks like more than I can do on my own. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up, I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me, Lord, right now? I'm asking you to be strong enough, strong enough for the both of us. Well, maybe that's the point, to reach the point of giving up. 'Cause when I'm finally at rock bottom, well, that's when I start looking up and reaching out. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up, I'm not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me, Lord, right now? I'm asking you to be strong. Strong enough, 'cause I'm broken, down to nothing, but I'm still holding on to one thing. You are God and you are strong when I am weak. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, and I don't have to be strong enough, strong enough. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I don't have to be strong enough, strong enough. Yeah.
You may be seated. With gratitude to God for the many gifts that God has given to us, let us give of our tithes and offerings. You may bring them forward. Let us pray. Holy and merciful God, you know the joy that is in us when we offer ourselves, our time, and our possessions for the work you set before us. Use these gifts to heal and teach, comfort and challenge, that all the world might give you praise. Amen. This morning, in honor of All Saints Day, I'm not sure if in your bulletins this blue paper was in here, listing the saints of this congregation who have joined the church triumphant, as well as friends and family members of folks in the congregation. Each one of them has a candle here lit to remind us that not just today as we gather at this table, but each time we gather at this table, each time we gather as God's people, they are that great cloud of witnesses that watches over us, that encourages us and cheers us on, and joins us as we worship. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from north and south, and east and west, to sit at table in God's kingdom. This is not a Presbyterian table. This is the Lord's table. And our Savior invites all who trust him to join in the feast that he has prepared. Let us give our thanks to God. Gracious and holy God, you created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. We praise you, for you are our maker. We praise you for taking pleasure in your people and lifting up the humble. In all ages, you have been faithful to us, even when we were not faithful to you. You have sent prophets and witnesses to call us back to you when we ourselves grew weary, stumbled, or fell from your way. We recall some of their names before you in gratitude. Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, Elizabeth and Mary, Simeon and Anna, Peter and James and John, Mary and Martha, Stephen, Paul and Timothy, Tabitha and Cornelius. And we also recall those witnesses whose names are not recorded, shepherds and magi, a boy with loaves and fishes, a little girl raised from the dead, the prodigal son, the Samaritan woman, and countless more. We recall those witnesses from within our own fellowship and families who have joined the church triumphant, and give you thanks for the lives of Trent Fowler, Jeannie Hammer, Dr. K.O. Smith, Stephen Sutter, Matilda Hansen, Dick McReynolds, Nancy Webster, Thomas Lee, Donald Veal, Ruth McNamee, Rosalie Lewis, Roberta Raitt, Keith Raitt, Paul Ricard, Eunice Spackman, Charles Cooper, and Beverly Sheen. You have shown them the path of life and filled them with the joy of your presence. How glorious is your heavenly realm where the multitude of your saints rejoice with Christ. Out of your great love, you sent one who was more than witness, Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Savior. Born of Mary, he lived among us, sharing our joys and our sorrows, even suffering the pains of death. By your power at work in Christ, he was raised from the dead and is now seated at your right hand in the heavenly places, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Gracious God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to set our hope on Christ and live for the praise of his glory. Pour out your Spirit upon us as you have poured out your Spirit on generations past, so that our love for all the saints might increase, and also our love for the world you love. May the bread we break and the cup we bless be for us the communion of the body and blood of Christ, until that day, until that great and promised day, when we will feast with all the saints in your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, one God, forever and ever. Amen. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul reminds us that when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim our Lord's saving death until he comes again. Would the communion servers please come forward? We will be serving by intinction this morning, which means you may come down the center aisle, receive a piece of bread, and dip it in the cup, and then return to your seats. Come, for all is ready. Cynthia, the body of Christ given for you. Paula, the body of Christ given for you. Lynn, the body of Christ given for you. Frank, the body of Christ given for you.
Let us be bread blessed by the Lord, broken and shared, life for the world. Bread of life, broken for Eat now and hunger no more. Let us be blessed by the Lord. Broken and shared, life for the world. Let us be wine, love freely poured. Let us be one in the Lord. See how my people have nothing to eat. Give them the bread that is you. Let us be blessed by the Lord. Broken and shared, life unto the world. Let us be wine, love freely poured. Let us be one in the Lord. As God has loved me, so I have loved you. Go and live on in my love. Let us be blessed by the Lord. Broken and shared, life for the world. Let us be one, love freely poured. Let us be one in the
Let us pray. Gracious God, you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You have fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. Help us, who have shared Christ's body and received his cup, to be his faithful disciples, so that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, and our love be your love, reaching out into the life of the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please stand and join us in our last song.
I'll fly away, O glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Some bright morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. To a land on God's celestial shore, prison walls, I'll fly away. And just a few more weary days and then
out into the world as God's beloved saints, giving thanks for your inheritance of wisdom, hope, and power. And as you go, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, saints go.